Back here on Dodger Weekly on the voice of Fort Dodge, KVFD, AM 1400. This is the show that brings you to newsmakers, movers, and shakers from all around your local area. We're about community collaboration, giving a platform to those that give back. And a guy who's been a newsmaker, he's been in the news of late in the last few months for sure, and he joins the program again, Charles Clayton. He's running for the Iowa State House, District 9 seat. And Charles, before we get started, let me just say thank you for the time, and good to have you back on the program.
Well, thank you for having me. I do appreciate you giving me a chance to come talk this morning.
And not a problem at all. It's always good to have you and good to visit with you. And let's start with, this past Monday, we had the debate for the Iowa House District 9 seat between you and incumbent Ann Meyer. And let's get your thoughts on how you feel your performance was in that debate.
I thought I did good. I walked away from that thinking that I was able to hopefully show some people, talk to some people who Charles Clayton is, what I'll stand for, where my passion's at, and what I want to do for Fort Dodge and Webster County and District 9 locally and down in Des Moines.
You know, Charles, one of your platforms and mantras through this has been leadership over politics. I've heard you say you don't know anything about politics, but you know about leadership. Tell me, if you're able to win this election, what's the difference in the leadership approach over politics here?
I think leadership is always being available, willing to be uncomfortable. And you don't really put politics first, you put what's right first. And I think I've always tried to just step up in the community and be a leader. I think I've always tried to be available. I think I've been willing to get uncomfortable and be in situations that weren't always squeaky clean. And it's not really about party affiliation all the time. Sometimes it's just about what's right. And you step forward and you do what's right, man.
Charles Clayton is my guest. He's running for the Iowa House District 9 seat against Ann Meyer. Charles, you bring up kind of party affiliation here, and I want to kind of piggyback on that. I have kind of heard your stance on gun control. I've seen stances from you that are not the prototypical Democratic stances. You come off as more of a moderate Democrat. Do you feel like that helps you appeal to some people maybe on the other side of the aisle?
What you see is what you get. So with gun control, I've said, I am not about trying to take anybody's gun. I believe in the Second Amendment. I think anybody that can lawfully carry should carry.
Charles Clayton is my guest. He's running for the Iowa House District 9 seat against Ann Meyer. Charles, let's talk about something that's been a hot-button issue. There's been a lot of talk about it. You know, there's been a lot of criticism on both ends of this issue. I'm going to go back a couple of weeks to the allegations that arose after the Southeast Valley and South Central Calhoun football game, and those allegations were of racial slurs that were pointed toward Southeast Valley players by South Central Calhoun players. Now, there's been a subsequent investigation by South Central Calhoun and their school district that turned up no substantiated evidence, but they did talk about some increased diversity training. Let's talk about that situation, how you became involved and why you would become involved in a situation that is not in your district politically. So let's talk about that.
To me, that situation has nothing to do with politics. It's kind of very short-sighted for people to say, why would Charles Clayton involve himself in that situation? I'm a leader. I know kids from both those school districts. I know families from both those school districts. Either they came through APHIS basketball programs or other programs, or some of them are just people that are from Fort Dodge that have moved down to that district. Why wouldn't I be involved in that situation? Do I have to limit my leadership? Do I have to limit my caring? Do I have to limit my love of kids to just Fort Dodge? I just think that's crazy for people to even question that or to want to put people in such a box like that. I don't get it.
Let's talk about how we move forward. South Central Calhoun has said that their coaches and their players and that kind of thing will now be in some more diversity training and things like that. And they're looking to educate in this manner. What's your involvement going to be moving forward?
Well, and there again, that's why I don't know why limiting people in a box would serve this situation any good. For transparency and for perception, not to overrule reality, if you have a situation like this and you have predominantly white school districts and white decision makers making those decisions, a lot of people can look at that with a skeptical eye and say they didn't do anything and they swept it under the rug and they're not being honest. I think and I would hope that I'm respected well enough in both communities, the white community, the African-American community, that if I am involved in this, there'll be more transparency and there will be more reality over perception, and people will know that these school districts are trying their hardest to move forward. I know coaches down there. One of the coaches, the assistant coaches for Southeast Valley, a Fort Dodge graduate, he reached out to me. A couple of the parents involved in this on both sides reached out to me. The head coach over at Southeast Valley, his son played APHIS basketball. We talked on Facebook. Both superintendents reached out to me, gave me a call, had great conversations with them. And my stance was, how can I help move this forward? I honestly think the situation was one of ignorance and lack of education more than anything. And I want them to be able to move forward, but do so in a way that who do they have in their community if they have tough racial questions, questions that they would like to ask African-Americans, questions they would like to ask about race. Maybe they don't have that resource there. Why wouldn't I be in that space or say I'm willing to help out? Because, again, this has nothing to do with politics. I'm not about politics. I'm about leadership. I'm about helping, man.
Charles Clayton, my guest, running for the Iowa State House District 9 seat. And, Charles, I can understand your position in that for sure. Let me say this so that people know that I'm not biased one way or the other. There's no substantiated evidence that this actually happened. That statement is not a statement from me. That's a statement from the South Central Calhoun School District. And I'm not saying it did or it didn't. I wasn't there. All I did was report that these allegations have been made. There's an investigation. What that investigation found. So I want to be clear as to my position in all this as well. And certainly when allegations like this are made, they're serious business. They're things I take seriously. And we're going to continue to talk about that. You know, Charles, it would have been very easy for me to turn a blind eye to that. I could have shied away. I was the first person to come out on record and say these allegations have been made. You know, that put me in a scrutinized position, too. I didn't have to do that, but I felt like it was right to get out here and say these allegations have been made. Here's the investigation. Here's the statement. And here's what has been founded. So, you know, I want people to know where I came off in this, because I do think that it was easy for people to shoot the messenger, you know, in this situation.
And I totally agree, because when I put up my Facebook post, same thing. I could have very easily let that go, and I went under some scrutiny because of that. But basically what I said is that the adults need to step up. When kids are in those situations, I just think that the adults around them have to do the right thing, and they have to step up. And I would say that I think in this situation, the adults are taking the challenge, and they're stepping up. So, again, it's not about what's the most comfortable thing right now, Charles. Maybe because you're in this political race, you just shut up and you don't say anything. Or maybe you challenge some people, and maybe you jump in that icky situation with everybody else, and you try to help them through that, knowing that it's going to be uncomfortable and you're going to take some hits, and not everybody's going to like my approach. But if we come out on the other side better than this, and those school districts move forward, and that's still part of Central Iowa, our general community moves forward, then it's worth it, man. It's worth the risk. It's worth the scrutiny. if we come out through this whole thing better.
Yeah, I agree with you, Charles. I do. I think both you and I and a lot of other people in this situation did what they felt was the right thing to do. And I, you know, I've said publicly on record, I felt like I did the right thing. You know, whether that's criticized or not, you know, I'll stand on the fact that, you know, stand on my convictions and stand on the fact that I felt like I did the right thing. And regardless of where the chips fall in the court of public opinion, that's where I'm going to stand. That's what I've always done, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. And, you know, like it or not, I think you have to respect that. Now, I want to make mention of what you said about, you know, originally about people need to stand in that gap. And I think you're right. I think people have taken that and stood in that gap and tried to do the right thing on both sides of this, from Southeast Valley and South Central Calhoun. I'd like to commend the school district at South Central Calhoun for their actions and their coaches, because, you know, what we found out in the investigation is that nobody knew that, you know, at least what we know is that nobody had knowledge of this happening as it happened. So I think that changes how people dealt with it. They had to deal with it in hindsight or in a retrospective manner, right?
I totally agree. They have to move forward from when they found out and what they know now, the information they have now, the emotions, the feelings that are going on now. And both those school districts are doing a great job. I mean, they're stepping up. We've got some meetings planned that I'm going to be going over there. I'm actually taking a few other African-Americans over with me to have this conversation. For any Iowa State fans out there, former Cyclone Brian Peavy is actually going down with me to help in these conversations as a college athlete and what his perspective is, just so we can move this ball down the field a little bit further in the right direction and move on from this. And when you talk about second guessing, again, the mom that made the original post reached out to me, and she even is struggling with this because she loves her community. She loves her school district, and she wasn't trying to do any harm or cause anybody any pain. And, you know, it's really been tearing at her how to move forward now in the community she's in. And she actually has daycares in both communities, and she's struggling with that really hard, man. So we have to be there as a society to kind of allow people to step out, and when they're in pain, let them be in pain and kind of embrace them versus always attacking them.
Yes, and I agree. Charles Clayton is my guest here. He's running for the Iowa House District 9 seat. Charles, absentee in-person voting is already opened. Mail-in balloting is going on. People that choose to will go to the polls on November 3rd. With that being said, an opportunity here before we close this interview. A vote for Charles Clayton is a vote for what?
Again, I think it's a vote for a leader who will speak, fight, be passionate about everybody in District 9 and Webster County and Fort Dodge. Someone who won't shy away from good trouble, won't shy away from scrutiny if it means the decision I make. Not everybody on whatever side is going to embrace that or not. I'm not getting into this looking to be comfortable. I'm getting into this because I want to fight for what's right. And that's messy at times, but I'm okay with that.
Charles Clayton has been my guest. He's running for Iowa State House District 9. He'll take on Ann Meyer, the incumbent, in that race. And, Charles, I appreciate the time this morning. It's always good to visit with you. I feel like I get an opportunity to kind of come out better than I went in. And, you know, it's always a positive deal. And so I appreciate you visiting with me here on the program. And best of luck to not only you but Ann Meyer in this whole thing. And I want to commend both of you to this point. I feel like you've run a first-class campaign. There's been no mud slinging, nothing of that nature. And so I commend both of you for that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.